Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. Now, we begin, of course, with reaction to Pep Guardiola's Man City, who are back on top of the Premier League after beating West Ham. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport. Here's the fallout.
26 days ago, Arsenal had an 8-point lead over City. Now Pep Guardiola's team are 1 point in front and they still have a game in hand. The Premier League is theirs to lose. It's finished. Manchester City 3, West Ham 0.
Of course it's not over. I think we've seen enough of a fight and a reaction from Arsenal last night against Chelsea to tell us that this is going to go right to the wire. Sadly, it was a slightly undercooked West Ham starting lineup with the injuries and the illnesses, but they still had a job to do. And actually, West Ham were quite resolute in the way that they went about the business in the first half, made it very difficult for Manchester City. But class always tells, and that second half was outstanding.
Here is Grealish running down the centre. Always released Haaland. Haaland into the area, chips the goalkeeper. Goal 51 and a Premier League record for Erling Haaland. His 35th goal of this Premier League season. No one has ever scored that many goals in this division.
So a tunnel has been formed. Erling Haaland applauds the fans, spins around all four sides at the Etihad Stadium, applauds them all. He's got his hands on his face. He feels a little bit embarrassed, but he's loving it. Runs through the tunnel, comes out the other side, all smiles, hands in the air, salutes the crowds. And he realises, wow, he's done something very special.
Talk to me about Erling Haaland, who tonight broke the Premier League record for goals in a single season. When you brought him to the club, did you ever think he would be as prolific as this?
Absolutely, yes, yes.
You thought they would break the record this quickly?
I knew it. Like you, all of you said that he will not adapt. He will not adapt after we lose a Community Shield against Liverpool. He will not adapt to the Premier League.
No, I was the idiot who said he would get 55 goals.
All of you said that. What is not going to adapt? I was pretty sure he scored 50 goals after. Who knows that? Nobody knows anything. So I have an idea, but I never know what's going to happen against Leeds. Maybe you can talk about that, maybe you have to do it, but I don't know. So just to be calm and read what you have to do.
If you had to design a centre forward for the modern game, from top to bottom, he's almost perfect.
Yeah.
He's almost perfect. The athleticism, the speed, the strength, the aerial ability. His link-up play now, by the way. That's something that we didn't see at the beginning of the season. His hold-up play, bringing players in and around him. If you had to design one, and say, right, what do you want him to look like? You go, 6 foot three, four, whatever it is there. If Kane played up front for Man City, how many do you think he'd get?
What? And I'm not as good as Haaland.
You don't think so?
No. He sits too deep. Haaland gets on the end of everything. Haaland makes them runs. He hasn't got that pace.
He's got 20.
Look at his goal tonight.
How many has he got this season, Kane? 25?
Yeah, in a bang average team.
What does that tell you then?
You're saying
he couldn't get 10 more if you played for City? I'm just asking the question.
I think he won't score the goals that Haaland scores.
If you put Kane up top for Manchester City, I think there's a chance he could break the record.
On now to the West Ham gaffer, David Moyes.
not only as a sickness bug swept through the camp.
We had an idea around mid-morning that there was a chance that we might have to change, but we probably didn't release the boys till after lunchtime, just if we wanted to see if there was any chance that we were going to make it.
Yeah. How disruptive was it?
I don't think it showed tonight that it was too disruptive. I thought the team done a really good job, well organised, done so many good things tonight.
On now to the fallout from Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool, beating Marco Silva's Fulham.
And that is the last action. It's 5 league wins in a row for Liverpool, and maybe still a faint hope of Champions League football. They move to within 4 points of Manchester United.
At Manchester United, we know have got games in hand, but you're 4 points behind them now. Are you thinking about Champions League at this point?
We have to win our games. If from now on be no game anymore, they can lose all of them. So, and then nothing happens. So the only thing that will happen then, and Brighton and Aston Villa will definitely be above us. And Brighton still is has more games in hand and is in a better position. So we have to make sure that we do our homework, and then we will have a look at all the others.
And he took a big swing, did Diop. That sent the Liverpool man to ground. It was an obvious penalty kick.
Well, Nunez, to start with, it was really poor touch. It came into him, back to goal, poor touch, gave the ball away. But then Diop, he just doesn't realise the acceleration of Nunez. He is rapid, by the way, and he just gets there too quick. Diop so late and lazy. It's just, is there actually that much contact?
It's embarrassing, to be honest. Clear not penalty, completely bad decision from the referee and from the VAR. And it's difficult to understand that moment, because it was a clear not penalty. And the feeling is again tough in our dressing room, of course. When I see our players watching the moments and watching the penalty, of course, no one believe what how can be giving one penalty like that.
Now, Sam Allardyce has been speaking at his first press conference since being hired as Leeds interim boss for their final four games of the season. Big Sam, this is bizarre, but he did say he is one of the best managers in world football. Yeah, yeah, pin back your luggles and listen to this.
People, far too many people think that I am old and antiquated, which is so far from the truth. I might be 68 and look old. There's nobody ahead of me in football terms. Not Pep, not Klopp, not Arteta. So it's all there with me, and I share it with them. They do what they do. I do what I do. But in terms of knowledge and depth of knowledge, I'm up there with them. I'm not saying I'm better than them, but certainly as good as they are. I just wish that sometimes you can get the opportunity that you can show it. But that's never going to happen for me now, apart from keep Leeds up. And if I stayed at Leeds, this club was big enough to build a team that was going to challenge those boys eventually.
Now, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has been charged by the FA for his comments about referee Paul Tierney after his side's win against Spurs on Sunday. Simon Jordan went on a full rant about the nature of the allegations Klopp was putting forward. By the way, you can't see this because it's audio, but he went so mad, Simon, that he pulled a hamstring. See what I've done there.
He's one of the best managers the Premier League's ever seen. No doubt about it. One of the best motivators and inspirers of teams that I've ever seen in the Premier League. You get charging down the touchline and you get away with it. Because what you do is you bully the technical area. And I'd want the bully to be in my technical area. And I want the other technical area to stand up for themselves. So I get all that, right? Yeah. Then you start running down the touchline because you didn't quite finish with bullying people. And you go and deal with the fourth official because that's your latest trick, right? And people don't draw a line underneath that. Then you run on the pitch in the middle of an Everton-Liverpool game and do what you want there, right? And now, because no one's going, I'll tell you, we're a consequence of you. And the ban means we stick you up in the stands. And where you can still manage the team from up in the stands, because you can still tell people what you want people to know and do in the game. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the envelope to the next level, because no one's really stopped me, and I'm going to go and I'm going to say to the referee, you say things to me that are inappropriate or not okay, and we know what he meant. Now, we can backstory it because we're clever. He's a clever man, and he'd do what I would do if I was in his position, because he's made to look like a twit. He's been made to look like a twit, like he was made to look like a twit by Des Kelly when Des Kelly pulled him up about broadcasters during COVID, and he made Jurgen look stupid there. Jurgen's very quick, works it backwards, goes, okay, which is the best outcome for me now? I said it was not okay. I didn't say the inappropriate language. That was a journalist saying that. But he knows what he meant. He wanted to imply that the referee said something. And what the referee did was give him a yellow card. Well, I'm sorry, what's not okay about that then? Or the referee was going to say, I'm going to give you a red card, but I've decided to give you a yellow card. What's not okay about that? If the referee gave you a red card, that wouldn't be okay. The fact he gave you a yellow card, which is what you think you're entitled to, why would that not be okay then? liar. You know what you meant. You were implying something, right? And then the next step is to go after him and say bias. And it can't be allowed because I'm tired of these referees getting their heads kicked in week in, week out by everybody making it an opportunity to take referees to a place that they shouldn't. They haven't got a voice. And I think Howard Webb should be able to give them a voice and help them with their voice. And that's why I like the fact that he came out and said instantaneously, I've got the audio. I've got the audio. Because I can tell you now, if they didn't have the audio, people would be doubling down on the fact that he'd said things that weren't okay.
Now, Man United boss Erik ten Hag has been speaking ahead of their game against Brighton on TalkSport tonight. He spoke about how important developing youth talent is after Alejandro Garnacho just signed a new deal.
I know the culture of Man United. I knew before I was employed in youth football. So I knew already I met several times. I faced Man United on big tournaments in the Netherlands. We have a big tournament in the 15. Man United was always there. I think the biggest tournament for under 15 teams. But also in the past, everyone talked about and knew about Busby Babes, also Generation 92. So Man United has a big history from youth development and to develop them and progress them into the first team. And in our talks last year, that was also one of the points we talked about. And of course, because I was in Ajax, I think Ajax was the same.
Hello, I'm Laura Woods, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with the Wrexham skipper Ben Tozer revealing that they're off to Vegas.
Oi, Goldstein, any more favours on Wrexham?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds and Rob McCann. No.
No one famous at all.
Just play the audio.
It's been absolute chaos. Listen, it's so enjoyable. You know, everyone enjoyed themselves yesterday. There wasn't as much alcohol because, as you well said, we're going to Vegas tomorrow. So we're kind of putting the party on hold.
What flight's that, dude? Any room on that plane, mate?
I think one lad might have dropped out.
I can show you around Vegas, pal.
I can't even believe it. Honestly, God, Ben, we won the league about 7 or 8 times and we went to Ardrossan. You're going to Vegas, man. What's happening?
I think you picked the wrong club, didn't you?
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today, alongside Benty. After us at 7, it's Brighton against Manchester United in the Premier League. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.